Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature some great songs and artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from the Commodores, the Four Tops, Lionel Richie, the Originals, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and Diana Ross. Well, coming up, a beautiful song from the Commodores featuring Lionel Richie, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1977, Easy. Well, the Commodores are best known for their ballads, such as Easy, which is coming up, and Three Times a Lady, but for the most part, the group mainly recorded funky, driven dance hits, which included Brick House, Fancy Dancer, and Too Hot to Trot. Well, Lionel Richie was really the powerhouse behind the Commodores. Although many of the hit tunes were written or co-written by Walter Clyde Orange, the original lead singer before Lionel Richie came on board. Easy was taken from their fifth studio album called Commodores, and it was written by Lionel Richie. The song has country and western roots, and it expresses a man's feelings as he leaves his lover and ends their relationship. Well, here are the Commodores featuring Lionel Richie, Easy, right here on Motown Memories.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? To make it, everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No, ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high. Sunday morning.
with Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yesterday's dreams, today all sorrow. Just like your love, girl, fading away. Yesterday's love won't last till tomorrow. I know you're leaving, but what can I say?
Magic.
Motown memory from Lionel Richie, Running with the Night, that reached number 7 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1983. Before that, the Four Tops with Yesterday's Dreams, number 49 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. And we started with the Commodores, Easy, number 4 from 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great songs and artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, the biggest hit the Originals ever had, Baby, I'm For Real. Well, the Originals were formed in 1966, and the group originally consisted of bass singer Freddie Gorman, who was also, by the way, one of the writers of the Marvelettes, Beatles, and Carpenters hit Please Mr. Postman, baritone in the group's founder Walter Gaines, and tenor C.P. Spencer and Hank Dixon. Well, C.P. Spencer was also one of the original members of the Spinners. The group found modest success in the latter half of the 1960s, often working as backup singers for recordings from artists such as Jimmy Ruffin, who was featured on What's Become of the Broken Hearted, Stevie Wonder's For Once in My Life, and David Ruffin's My Whole World Ended. The Originals found their biggest success under the guidance of Marvin Gaye, who co-wrote and produced two of the group's biggest singles, Baby, I'm For Real, which we're about to hear, and The Bells. Here are the Originals, Baby, I'm For Real, right here on Motown.
Baby, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more.
I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real. Truth about it, girl, I just couldn't live without you, and that's why I'm confessing my love to you, so that I can live my whole life with you.
Baby, 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 never, 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 never gonna leave you, baby.
Have a favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
There are many reasons why one cares about a city. Why you care about its problems, its people, and indeed its very future. Is it friendly, warm, hospitable? And are there good job opportunities, educational facilities, and a cultural center? Are you proud to call it your hometown? When you come right down to it, I venture to say you'll all agree to a resounding yes when you're talking about Detroit, my hometown.
That's why there's so much important work still to be done. Let's not lose all the games that we've won. And the first place to start, you must feel.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with a very interesting song. The song was called I Care About Detroit. It was recorded in 1968 during the height of the Detroit riots. Didn't chart, but it was still a great song. We start with the originals. Number 14, there was Billboard charts from 1969, Baby I'm For Real. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring this hour some great songs and artists from 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, a great song from Diana Ross, number one in the U.S. Billboard charts and the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1976, Love Hangover. Well, Love Hangover was a number one song on both the Billboard charts, the Hot Soul Singles charts, and the Hot Dance Club charts simultaneously. It was written by Pamela Sawyer and Marilyn McLeod, and the song, though, was originally recorded by an artist called Sylvester James. Sylvester's version was becoming an underground smash club hit at this time, and it was also given to the Fifth Dimension as a disco number. Well, the Motown staff believed that it would be perfect for Diana Ross to record it because, like her soul counterparts Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye, they initially resented the disco movement, but then embraced it as a way to go forward. Well, a sound engineer who recorded the song installed a strobe light so that Diana could be in the disco mood. As the song changed from a ballad to an uptempo, Diana became more comfortable with the material. She hummed, she sang bit parts, she laughed, and she danced around, and she even imitated Billie Holiday as she recorded the song. The carefree and sensual nature of Diana's vocals and the music direction helped sell the song. Well, here is Diana Ross in Love Hangover, right here on Motown Memories.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it, don't want it. If there's a remedy, I'll run from it, from it. Think about it all the time, never let it out of my mind, 'cause I love you. I've got the sweetest.
Ross's number one from 76, Love Hangover. Well, this hour will feature some great songs and artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.